Hello, and welcome to Business Talk. Hi, I'm Chris Kellogg from the Kellogg Crew Morning Show on 94.7 WMAS. And I'd like to introduce the host of this week's episode. He's the editor of Business West. Here's Joe Bednar.
Welcome, everyone, to another episode of Business Talk. We have a great show for you today. Our guest is Jillian Duclos. She's the executive director of the Downtown Northampton Association. And we're real happy to have you here on Business Talk.
Thank you, Joe. I'm happy to be here. I love talking DNA, so...
Well, the first question is an obvious one for people who don't know. What is DNA and what do you do?
Yeah, so the DNA is the Downtown Northampton Association. And really we're, we just became a nonprofit, but we are an organization that seeks to uplift businesses and entrepreneurs downtown, as well as drive economic development, right? That's like our big shtick. So...
I went to the website and I saw that there were some specific areas of focus like maintenance and beautification, events and marketing, advocacy. Can you tell me about some of those things? Like, for instance, the events. What types of programs and events have you put on, and how have they evolved, and how are they created?
Yeah, so that's a great question. Mostly because the DNA, used to be umbrellaed under the Greater Northampton Chamber of Commerce. Mm-hmm. In the new year, in 2024, we split off and we became our own nonprofit organization. We still work symbiotically with the chamber. But for years and years, we kind of were umbrellaed under them and, did programming along the lines of what the chamber mission was. Now we're kind of veering off and creating our own pathway downtown. So we're in this huge strategic planning process, which has been really amazing. I came in as the interim executive director back in August of 2023. All of those pieces had already been in motion, but I got to kind of like pick up the baton and run with it. And we've really been in this great phase where we kind of were more structured like a committee underneath the chamber. And now we're becoming our own organization where we have working committees, which is really amazing. We have four committees under the umbrella of the DNA. We have modeled them off of Paradise, because there was a woman, I think, who came to play music back in the 1920s and looked at Northampton and was like, this is paradise, right? So it just seemed like the right feeling to bring what the DNA is trying to bring now. But we have Back to Paradise, which is our cleanup, our downtown cleanup and beautification. And actually, two Saturdays ago, we teamed up with Northampton Neighbors and Friends of Northampton Bike Trails and brought over 100 volunteers downtown to do a downtown cleanup for a few hours. It was amazing. People were scraping stickers off of boxes, painting over graffiti, cleaning up the streets. Those are kind of the efforts that I, as the executive director, I really just, I talk a lot about how we're building our DN army. Like everybody is looking, there's like different ways to support organizations. But I think for what we do, we're so community oriented. And coming out of COVID, there was a piece of that, I think, that kind of fell apart where people are just starting to find each other again and trust each other again and come together again. And it's really just a beautiful process to be a part of. And the DNA helps to drive that community in so many different ways through our events. That's another committee that we hold, Play in Paradise, right? and what we do with that, so traditionally the DNA has held a calendar of events for the past 7 years. And we're really in a reevaluation process where some of that calendar has gotten a little tired. It's looked the same for a few years. So we're really kind of looking at how we can revamp what we do downtown, how we can bring different elements that like didn't necessarily exist before. But really what we're trying to move from is being an organization that drives things to actually identify what other folks on the ground, those business owners, those entrepreneurs are driving.
Sure.
And helping to uplift that and really encourage folks on the ground to have that vision. And then the DNA comes and supports it, right? Because it's the entrepreneurs and the business owners that have that creativity, that understanding of what people are looking for, why they would come downtown. And the DNA, even with a board of 12, right, doesn't necessarily have their finger on the pulse of what that looks like.
Sure.
So we're shifting a little bit in that way, where we're going to look to drive longer weekend-long events that are all-encompassing, that kind of show off all that Northampton has to offer. I always talk that there's something for everyone all the time in Northampton, but how can we... Yeah, like how can we let people know? How can we make those connections so that there are sources, or, you know, people actually can see it and feel it when they're downtown, they can find all of those things. And then we're kind of moving to help structure committees around things that have existed for a long time, like sidewalk sales. So the DNA has helped to form a retail-driven sidewalk sale committee for this year's sidewalk sales, which is also going to see a rebrand and a revamp, you know, as we kind of like pull together cohesively around what we're doing downtown between retail and restaurants. But I think this year there'll be a lot to look forward to. It's a 4-day event at the end of July. You know, folks bring their tents out. They fill them with all the beautiful, unique things that they've collected throughout the year. And then there's going to be a lot of entertainment and activities. You know, I think what I've noticed, I have a 3-year-old named Henry. And as I build community, you know, I'm a single mom. You know, it's so important to me that Henry grows up in a place where he feels that community. And I think that that's something we've really tried to shift our focus to. When we did ice art this year, we also did, you know, Winterfest, which was a party in Pulaski Park for families to kind of come, and their kids could roast marshmallows. There was a DJ who did kid karaoke, and we had hot chocolate. But, you know, like for a place when parents are out doing their shopping or would like to sit and have a meal, that there's also something in tandem going on, you know, for the kids in our community to enjoy and be a part of. And I think that that's really something that, you know, our events committee is focused on, and I'm super excited about that. And then what do we else? Well, we have Funding Paradise, of course, fundraising, which I really enjoy. And I talk to a lot of people about how small organizations like the DNA, you know, we're very scrappy and everybody is out, you know, all organizations need money to survive, right? And we're all kind of competing in these different ways for these resources, but I'm really kind of working with the DNA board to diversify the way that we look at that, like that we're bringing different sectors of the community together, figuring out what resources we all have at the table, that we're not trying to overlap what we're trying to do, but working together in collaboration, you know, because we don't have a lot of resources, but together we do, right? So that's like the fundraising committee is helping to drive that, as well as to diversify, you know, like people power, you know, the DNA army, as I talk about it, you know, if everybody gave a little bit, you know, it would fill the whole puzzle.
Yeah.
And then I always talk about trading resources, you know, bartering, you know, but when I did Winterfest, we were so lucky. We did hot chocolate, Balagon, which was the coffee shop right across the street. They filled our vats of hot water all day. We were just running them across the street. Eastside Grill had a fire pit that they let us borrow. So, you know, like when it comes to fundraising and doing things like that, there are all these different avenues in which we can work together to make sure that we're supporting downtown businesses, we're driving economic development, we're giving folks a reason to come to Northampton and see what we have to offer. And then we have Building Paradise, which is our advocacy committee, which is focused on mitigation efforts for downtown businesses when the downtown redesign starts in about a year. We have worked to pull together a committee with the mayor of Northampton, Vince Jackson, who's the executive director of the chamber, you know, all the leaders downtown, to signal to downtown businesses that this is something that is at the forefront of our minds, and that we are working on strategies to support them and make sure that they stay alive during the downtown redesign. And to also signal, like, this is not going to be COVID. Like, we are not closing down. We are going to be open. We are going to run events. We are going to, you know, it's going to look a little different, but like, how can we take an experience and make it fun, make people feel like they're a part of construction, you know, instead of it being a deterrent to not coming downtown.
I know the construction is starting, I believe, next year, and I know, you know, it's been in the planning stages for a while, and I actually wrote about a few months ago, talked to you about this kind of joint campaign to sort of, you know, keep people in the loop. You know, what have there been particular issues that businesses are concerned about, and do they feel like they're getting the right answers? I know, for instance, I believe the project's going to happen in phases, not all at once. I mean, so, like, what are the concerns, and how are they being answered?
Yeah, and that is true. And it was interesting when I, you know, learned of that information and the business community didn't know about it. And it became very clear that communication really around this project is key. And I've been holding downtown business owner meetings. We do it once a month, you know, just to create a forum for folks to come together, get to know each other, talk about what's working, what's not working, and how the DNA can help. And a lot of concern at those meetings are around kind of a communication strategy to businesses so that they understand how to plan their day based on what's going to happen with construction. And I do think as we form this committee, we've brought Jody Dole on from Thorns. You know, we're really trying to bring business owners in. To me, they really need to be driving this process day to day to let us know what they need to be supported. But a lot of it has to do with communication. And there is a downtown business owner who owns Sanctuary who actually went through, had a business downtown when Concord, New Hampshire went through theirs. And, you know, I've had some conversations with him and he's talked in depth about how they communicated week to week, 2 weeks to 2 weeks, just to let business owners know, like he does yoga in his space. So, for example, if he knows ahead of time that there's going to be jackhammering outside his window, he'll do something different, right? Like,
sure.
You just need to give entrepreneurs the tools and the knowledge because they're scrappy. They don't need a lot. They know how to adapt and move and grow and shift, but they can't do those things if they don't know what's going on. So I think that's the piece that I've been really pushing and trying to work on, creating this streamlined communication. And then we're also working on applying for a grant that would help us bring in a consultant that could actually go out and do the research around other communities that went through downtown redesign and to help us build best practices around what other communities did to support their businesses during that time. What money is out there? How did municipalities deal with communication? What were the key needs during that time so we can have that information and implement what makes sense for our community?
You're listening to Business Talk, a podcast presented by Business West. We're talking today with Chilean Duclos, the executive director of the Downtown Northampton Association. When it comes to advocacy, are there other types of issues that businesses are concerned about these days?
You know, it's interesting doing this work. I mean, you know, there's always things around, you know, traffic concerns and, you know, what sidewalks look like. And, you know, and we've had at our downtown business owner meetings, we've had some representatives from City Hall that come and talk to our business owners who ask things like, people are speeding, you know, 40 miles an hour down Market Street. Like, it's just really dangerous for pedestrians. Like, what can we do? You know, and then the city's there and talks to folks and says, actually, like, let me make a note of that. Like, I'm going to go back. You know, so like we're really creating these modes of communication. But yeah, I think that they're like advocacy, excuse me, comes in many forms. You know, it's from, you know, businesses who are trying to open and shift to a new space in town and helping them to like navigate those relationships and helping to figure out who they need to call. Is it the building inspector? Is it the fire inspector? Like, who can help them at City Hall? I find that that the DNA or I as a human ends up helping to facilitate those relationships and those conversations, just really to help business owners alleviate some of the really, you know, arduous things that fall on their shoulders, you know, and helping them navigate and be an advocate to kind of help them get their foot in the door so that they can accomplish the things they want to do to grow or move or shift or things yeah. like that.
You told me a few months ago that you recently launched a series of downtown business owner meetings. How did those go or have gone? And are businesses appreciative of the fact that they have that ability to kind of convene and connect?
Yeah, so we launched our series in January and we hold it the second Thursday of every month at 10 a.m. at the Hotel Northampton. We've been so grateful to the hotel. They host our board meetings as well as our downtown business owner meetings. They're very supportive of what we do. And it's really been amazing. I think that our first business owner meeting, we had about 16 or 17 people that came to the table. This last one in April, we had upwards of 40 people that showed up. And I do think it's a great resource, one, because there are advocates from the city there to be able to answer questions. And also, we just kind of keep it this open forum conversation. You know, like people will reach out to me and say, oh, I want to, present this. Like, can I give a presentation? To which I'm like, eh, this is kind of like a discussion. We get around, we're around a big table. And I'm like, it just organically, conversation just happens. So folks can come and talk about whatever's going on in their world, whatever they want to share, collaborate with. Actually, the formation of the sidewalk sale committee came out of those business owner meetings where the DNA had come and said, hey, we're gonna, sidewalk sales seem to have, participation has dropped off the past few years. They don't seem to be hitting in the same way. Like, we're gonna try and do something different this year. To which retailers at the table were like, this is an important time of year for us. Like, we actually move everything off our shelves so we can bring in our new inventory for the fall. It's really fun. It's been going on for 59 years. To which I said, like the DNA and the DNA board, like, though we're a board of business owners and folks who live downtown don't always have our finger on the pulse. And this is like why we need people at these meetings to A, give us feedback about, how we're moving in the world, but to also come together. And Jenna, who is heading that committee, she runs Pinch downtown. We had a conversation and she was like, I've been a little disconnected from what's been going on downtown. And actually, I have the bandwidth. And I actually really think we do need these voices at the table. And I will head that committee. And we've had three meetings or two meetings. We have about 10 people who have joined that committee. And those are kind of the things that are coming out of these downtown business owner meetings, where we just have these very loose conversations about what's working, what's not working. And then these like magic things happen, which, now as an executive director of an organization, I call myself the one woman show. We don't have a ton of resources, but we're building that collaboration downtown to help us do what we do. And also in the vision of what makes sense for folks downtown. Like, what I'm doing on the committee for sidewalk sales with the DNA is to help alleviate, like, we'll send out a form and get everybody to sign up for tents, and the DNA can handle tent rental and how those logistics happen. But the vision, what they want to see, what should be there, who should be there. We've talked a lot about bringing, children artists out, how to fill those spaces on the sidewalk that retailers aren't necessarily filling. Some folks want to be inside because it's so hot, putting up tents there and having young kids, young entrepreneurs selling their things. And,
It's a
I
great
just
idea.
think this, yeah, it just changes the game. It brings that uniqueness, of everybody's ideas. Like, everybody has something to contribute. So.
You mentioned earlier, the pandemic and how, that hit downtown so hard. Downtown's everywhere, actually, especially when it comes to restaurants, shopping, hospitality. Do you feel like things are all the way back, or are they kind of just still moving in the direction of being all the way back, from an economic vibrancy perspective?
I think they're moving in that direction. I think Northampton is in an interesting position in that, like, Northampton has always been the trendsetter, right? And then all these other downtowns have kind of looked to Northampton and how they've created their look and feel of downtown and have emulated that in a lot of ways. And we see all these other downtowns kind of, and there's this feeling of competition, but I feel like people come to the valley. They don't just come to Northampton. So I think when other surrounding downtowns are thriving, it's really great for Northampton. But we're in a place of rebirth, really. Like, now we need to figure out what the next trend is as the trendsetter. We need to bring ourselves to that next level. And I think we're just at a time of kind of reconfiguring, you know, looking at those things that worked before that aren't working anymore and trying to come together as a community to decide what that next big thing is. And I think we have a few things bubbling up, right? Like we have the Iron Horse coming back, you know, and we have, you know, community. We've got the DNA running community downtown. We've got the mayor spearheading, you know, a committee to support businesses through the redesign. Like, I think you're going to see all of these little, you know, entities that used to work very separately kind of come together and create something magical. We just aren't there yet. We don't know what that looks like, but I feel very hopeful. It's going to be amazing.
You know, we're almost out of time, and I'm so glad you brought up the Iron Horse, because I was going to let you go without mentioning it. I mean, it's reopening this week. It's so exciting. Is it just another reminder of the importance of the arts and music and culture to the life of the city and its downtown?
Yes, I think almost definitely. And I think that's a piece of us that like has, you know, laid dormant for so long, and there hasn't been, you know, kind of that driving force to kind of understand how to navigate it and get us where we need to go. But Chris Freeman, who's spearheading that project, along with Randy Kurtowski, who's his, there are just people who are so invigorated by this vision about what it's going to bring. It's just going to draw people from far away. You know, like we cannot be a community that has to rely on our local folks to keep us alive. That's a huge burden. Like we want to pull that burden off of the people who live here. Like I just moved to Northampton, but like I want to live in this community, be able to afford to live in this community, enjoy what's going on, but also diversify the kind of, you know, money that's coming in here. Like we don't have the money to keep all of our wonderful businesses alive just on our own backs. You know, like we need to bring people from other communities who want to spend money here, who want to see what we have to offer, who want to stay a weekend. You know, it's just really important to even out that. And I think initiatives like the Iron Horse are going to help to shift that a little bit, where we'll see a little bit of a more ability for the community here to breathe a little bit, you know, and bringing other folks in will help that. So.
And that is all the time we have for today. Thanks so much for sharing your passion for Northampton and all the great things on the horizon. I appreciate being able to talk to you today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
And thanks to all of you for tuning into Business Talk, a podcast presented by Business West. I'm Joe Bednar, the editor of Business West, and we'll see you next time.